The Congo, racing at a controlled speed, turns in front from Remark, then Coast Watch. Now Animo still about six off the leaders. Moradin went via the Cape, and In the Congo has plenty in the tank at the 300. In the Congo beat off Remark. Coast Watch goes to second, then Tiger Malay. Animo, he's four off the lead, winding up. It's In the Congo in front from Coast Watch. Animo, is he running out of ground? In the Congo in front. Animo trying to go toe for toe. In the Congo kicks, and In the Congo won the Golden Rose from Animo. Coast Watch in third.
A son of Schnitzel, a valuable colt leading into yesterday, even more so after that win in the Golden Rose. And co-trainer Adrian Bott joins us this morning. Congratulations, Adrian.
Yeah, good morning, Warren. Thanks very much.
How did you feel going into yesterday?
Look, you know, really happy with the horses that were taken to the races. They all looked good chances on paper. But look, as you well know, those big races and big days are very hard to be winning. You need a lot to go your way, and you know, fortunate things fell into place for us. Great day when that happened.
I saw some feedback on social media post-race. I think Timmy Clark was talking to Gay about how the race might pan out and talking about getting a breather, and she said, don't you dare get a breather, you just keep rolling. one of the attributes of your stable, the bone and muscle, as they say, and that having horses fit and riding the speed is such an attribute. It was well to the fore with this horse yesterday. What do you think his ceiling could be? He's now a Group 1 winner. Where can he go from here?
Yeah, look, I guess that's the exciting part. Sort of always felt there was sort of going to be a big race in him. I thought it may have been sort of 12 months down the track in fairness when we first started the campaign. But, you know, full credit to the horse, he's just continued to improve every time that we've stepped out. So, in terms of sort of the ceiling, well, yeah, we sort of feel we haven't sort of really reached the bottom of him yet. He's stepped up every time we've sort of asked a bit more of him, and you know, continued to impress me, and you know, at some point, to surprise me. So, that's the really exciting part.
Great day for the stable yesterday. It kicked off with Entente winning the Collins Stephen, and a traditional lead up to the Metropolitan, but Entente's having a pretty busy time of it at the moment. How are you feeling with respect to his next few weeks?
Yeah, look, he's in great shape. Just in regards to the next few weeks, sort of just got a few decisions to make. Like, obviously, he's got an entry for the Metropolitan, where it'd be nice to see him take his place. We're a little bit unsure how he'd fall in the order of entry, which is sort of, you know, one of the main reasons he sort of took his place there yesterday. If he's running the Metropolitan, it would mean 3 weeks in a row, which is, certainly achievable, but we'll see how he seems to have come through the run in good shape. If not, you know, we've got a couple of sort of nice options that might open up for him down in Melbourne. Now we can look to bring him down there if he doesn't take his place on Saturday. He's come through the run in good order.
A valuable win for Vangelix. She'd only one race going into the Group 2 Golden Pendant yesterday, but her overall record was good. She'd competed at the elite level, and a bit of a rinse-repeat in terms of your racing template style there for Vangelix.
Yeah, sort of hard to believe her record just read the one maiden win, and she performed so well every time she stepped out. So you're confident you're taking the right horse to the race, and she was capable of winning. I guess sort of in the back of the mind, there always is that thought of just the one win. Was there going to be another excuse today or another hard luck story? But look, we tried to take all that out of the equation. Again, it just looked a great race for her on paper. She had drawn well. The conditions were suiting. So there was a lot in her favour to take advantage of that. We just wanted to take it all out of the bad luck out of the equation and ride like the best horse. And yeah, she was.
Group 2 win, valuable for her career as a broodmare down the track. What on the racetrack lies ahead for her?
Originally, we wanted to get her to the Golden Eagle. I thought that'd be ideal for her, and that can still be the end goal. I guess in between sort of setting those original programs, a race like the Invitation has popped up, the $2 million mares race here in Sydney. So that maybe, 1,400 metres makes a perfect distance, and keeping against the mares is, yeah, probably to her advantage. So that's probably got to be considered, and then sort of see how that falls in with the Golden Eagle, I guess. Prize money like that, it's so hard to ignore. They're probably the races we'll look at for her.
Winners right throughout the country yesterday. I don't know if you know, you probably do because you've got your finger on everything, but you did have a winner at Goulburn yesterday too, a horse that was well back the ramp, and he just lifted off the canvas in typical fighting style.
Yeah, it was a very hard watch. He's obviously just sort of late mature getting to the races. So he still hasn't quite worked out what he's doing. He's going to improve a lot off that win for sure, but he's still got to put it all together. He's got the ability. He just needs to work out how to race, but he's getting there.
We're able to ride the speed and win the Jim Maloney at Sandown with Queen of Dubai. No doubt on a path now to the 1,000 guineas. What did you make of her win at Sandown yesterday?
Look, I thought it was excellent. I was expecting to see a big run from her. I honestly thought we could go into that race sort of being sort of amongst the placings there. I thought a couple of runs were full of merit in Melbourne. She sort of caught wide on hot speed the first attempt down there and last start. She had to do plenty of work to get across and set a good gallop and stuck on very well, I thought. It was sort of only the last furlong she was out sprinted. But, so I thought stepping up in trip would be ideal for her. And, fortunate enough, she was able to sort of ride that pattern and sustain that gallop. So I think there's still a bit of scope to improve stepping up to the mile with similar sort of pattern for her. And, if that's the case, well, I feel that sort of brings her right into calculations for a race like the Guinea.
You have your highs and lows in racing. Can you remember a time when you were saddling up as many winners as a percentage of your runners as in the last week or so?
These are the days that you like to remember, cherish them, because there's months and months of planning to make all this happen, and as you said, plenty of lows in between, and times where you question things and decisions. But the way it all falls into place there yesterday certainly gives you plenty of confidence.
And one of the downsides, heard you talking with Michael Felgate during the week, that Converge won't be progressing through the spring. What's the latest there?
Yeah, so he's gone out to the paddock. So, we'll give him a spell and assess there. So they haven't really looked too far forward as to what the preparations will be. But I guess, obviously, he's sort of ruled out for the spring now. So, unfortunate. I was looking forward to getting him down to Melbourne. I thought, he was really exciting. But anyway, it's good constellation there yesterday in the Congo.
Yeah, plenty of artillery to hopefully replace Converge throughout the spring. Outstanding day yesterday and an outstanding time for the stable in general in recent times. Adrian, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks very much, Warren.
Group 1, Golden Rose for In the Congo. Time for a break on RSN 927. Joe McKinnon talking horses after this.